A dramatic search and rescue effort is underway in South Florida. A 12-story oceanfront condo partially collapsed early this morning in Surfside, a beach community just north of Miami. At least one person has died. Many others are still missing. Ray Jadala of Miami-Dade Fire and Rescue spoke with reporters earlier today.
We do have our heavy rescue. We have our heavy equipment, such as our Paratex. We are shoring up the structure on the inside as we continue to tunnel in to locate additional survivors.
A reporter, Samantha Gross, has been at the scene this morning for the Miami Herald. Samantha, welcome.
Thank you, Peter.
This happened in the middle of the night when people were asleep in their beds. At this point, what else do we know?
Yeah, as you said, you know, the building, the Champlain Towers South condo, it's only one tower of a multi-tower building, came down around 1:30 in the morning. So people were, you know, asleep in their beds inside. Right now, you know, they're still looking for people in the rubble. There's kind of a full search and rescue mission going on with dogs and with, you know, devices that can sense movement, even like the tiniest movements of scratching or voices and breathing. To try and tunnel into the rubble and find folks who might have been left behind. There's also kind of a large family reunification effort going on just up the street at the Surfside Community Center, where relatives and friends and family are trying to, you know, locate their loved ones who lived in the tower and who may, you know, they might have a hard time getting in touch with.
I saw a video of a boy this morning getting pulled alive out of the rubble, slung over a firefighter's shoulder. Do we know anything else about him or if any other survivors have been found?
Yeah, we don't know much about the boy. You know, that's a video that we've published at the Miami Herald as well. And they are, you know, still looking for people. It seems like the, you know, big rescue was kind of in the middle of the night. And there's still a long list of missing people that they're trying to find. You know, from at the scene, we talked to some survivors who said that they were rescued from their balconies. You know, a lot of people woke up in the morning to find that the stairwells had kind of been warped and they couldn't get out of the door. Things like that, you know, seeing rubble and dust in their hallways and trying to, you know, yell and scream for help. And, you know, I think they said about 35 people were taken from the building. 10 people were treated at the scene, 2 hospitalized. Those numbers are expected to rise.
Yeah, a lot of questions are still going to be unanswered because it just happened a few hours ago. But tell us more about the building itself and if there are any theories about why it might have collapsed.
Yeah, I mean, right now, obviously, there's a lot of question marks here as to what had happened. You know, this is a building that was just about to undergo, or I guess it was kind of in the process of undergoing its 40-year inspection. It's a building that was built in the 1980s. The people who live there kind of described it as a building that they never really felt, you know, nervous about. I spoke to a woman this morning who inspects homes for, you know, hurricane windows and doors, and she said that, you know, it's a reinforced concrete building that seems.
We might have just lost Samantha there. That was Samantha Gross reporting for the Miami Herald, speaking with us about the condo that partially collapsed this morning in Surfside, Florida, outside of Miami. Many are still missing.